It is great to be here. Honestly, it's so great to be out of the tough, backbiting world of Hollywood and into the benign and polite world of New York book publishing.
If you are a regular listener to The Weekly, chances are you probably are excited for the upcoming 25th anniversary of Book TV. Book TV began on C-SPAN on September 12, 1998. Likewise, if you listen to this podcast, chances are you probably also are excited to watch Only Murders in the Building. Season 3 of the series started streaming on Hulu 25 years after Book TV started on August 8, 2023. Wait, how does this podcast connect the two? Oh, that's easy. Two words. Steve Martin. Decades before he starred on Only Murders in the Building, Steve Martin showed up on Book TV. Five times, in fact, between 1998 and 2002. Our opening clip was his first appearance, September 27th, 1998, just 2 weeks after Book TV started. It was one of the earliest programs seen on Book TV, recorded at the New York Times Literary Brunch in legendary New York City. We like to think we gave Steve Martin his big break. Even if that's not entirely true, here's something that is. If you like Steve Martin, you'll love this episode of The Weekly, because in this podcast, we mark 25 years of Book TV by presenting the best of Steve Martin on Book TV. Steve Martin in the National Book Awards. Four times he was Master of Ceremonies when Book TV showed the awards, from 1999 through 2002. Let's hear Steve Martin from those appearances, from each of those 4 years. First, from November 17, 1999, and wearing a tuxedo, like he did every year when he wore a tuxedo, here's host Steve Martin.
First of all, welcome to these awards. I can't tell you how excited I was when I was told that I had been asked to host the awards dinner for the NBA. A little different crowd than I expected. I'm assuming you're all managers. Anyway, tonight it has been made very clear to me that this is one of the most important literary events of the year, second only to the annual Barnes & Noble Authors Kiss-Up Luncheon. All right, and Amazon.com, all right. The only other event I've attended that is similar to this is the Academy Awards, but there's a big difference between the National Book Awards and the Academy Awards. At the Academy Awards, you can just feel the greed and envy and ego in the air, whereas the National Book Awards are in New York.
Steve Martin was back hosting the National Book Awards the next year, November 15th, 2000.
Thank you, and welcome to the National Book Awards. By the way, those of you who do not pay attention during the awards will not be getting an entree. As I look into this audience tonight, I see familiar faces, some unfamiliar. Some of you I've met, some I haven't. Some of you I might meet. Many of you I won't. Some I may meet and then forget that I met and meet you later and say, nice to meet you. Some I will not meet, think I have met, and say, haven't we met? Some of you I met and was strangely repelled by. But then I realized it was because you were above me on Amazon.com. But before we get to the awards tonight, there are many people to thank who made this glamorous and elegant event possible. First, two hardworking volunteers who headed up the membership committee, Fren Trenten and Ben Wefes. The assistants to the chairperson, Fenten Benten and Fenen Fe. The very diligent publicist, Santen and Ofenden Tenpenten. The executive director of this incredible institution, Yuan Huavis, and his wife, Beth, and their three children, Huavis, Lemon, and Franz. And finally, I would like to thank he who is above us all, Fantastic.
From his hosting the National Book Awards on November 19th, 2001, we'll play two Steve Martin clips back to back.
Good evening and welcome to the annual National Book Awards, the most prestigious and respected acknowledgement a book can receive and still be unknown. I'm so pleased to be standing in this room tonight in the presence of so many great writers, so many legendary publishers, editors, agents, caterers, waiters, busboys, escort girls, neurotics, hypochondriacs, whiners, phone screamers, boy toys, and hotel guests who think this is a restaurant. The technical awards were given out earlier today, and the winners will be announced later this evening in the categories of Best Spine Glue, Best Page Numbering, and Best Phony Jacket Blurb Trade-Off from a Friend. And by the way, the nominees for Best Jacket Blurb are, quote, not only was it a page turner, it was a cover closer. And two, if you like auto mechanics, you'll love these poems. And three, this is a great summer read. Thank God it's winter.
And finally, here's Steve Martin hosting the National Book Awards the next year, November 20th, 2002.
This is my fourth year hosting the awards. I was so pleased to see that Robert Caro was nominated this year because he brings the total number of nominated authors I have actually heard of to two. Now, that might indicate that I'm a poor host for this evening, but I just really don't have time to read anymore because my testosterone injections have caused me to spend a lot of time at night trying to seduce my refrigerator. So, to make up for this, I went out and I bought some books on tape to listen to in my car, but I found I was on the car phone all the time talking to my broker, which, if you think about it, is a perfect name for him. But then I had no time to listen to the books on tape, so I recently bought War and Peace in a convenient suppository.
And now, a bonus clip. We return to where we started, Steve Martin's first appearance on Book TV, barely 2 weeks after Book TV began, September 27th, 1998. Again, it's the New York Times Literary Brunch. He had yet to achieve Master of Ceremonies status. In 1998, Steve Martin was merely a panelist. He spoke last, and this is how he reacted.
I am very thrilled to be here with, I'm excited to be on a dais. I'm excited to be among these distinguished authors, even though I have figured out during this afternoon that I will not be receiving an award. It seems to me that there should be an award. But there is no award. I have been told that just being here is an award in itself. Well, how nice for you. The only satisfaction I get is that no one else is getting an award either. Unless you came here early, gave out the awards, and then invited me as your plaything. It is entirely possible that Mr. Berg, Ms. Walker, and Mr. Parker are right now sitting on awards. They could be sitting on plaques, and I don't know it. Or, God forbid, statues.
That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. A reminder, use C-SPAN's video library to conduct your own wild and crazy searches. You'll find more comedians appearing on Book TV and elsewhere on C-SPAN. You might be wondering, okay, but can I find Steve Martin's co-star in Only Murders in the Building, Martin Short? The answer, yes.
I want to thank Mary Scene Virgin, our friend and fellow Arkansan. I want to thank Christine Lottie and Martin Short, And Paula Poundstone, she's pretty funny, isn't she? She'd write lines for me. I could forget about giving serious speeches.
Poor Martin Short. According to Bill Clinton, on June 1st, 1992 at UCLA, Paula Poundstone was the funny one. Thanks for listening and happy searching.